Greetings, radio friends. Once again, we have the blessed privilege of coming your way in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and may the blessings of Almighty God rest and abound upon each and every one of you today, and may the wonderful love of God thrill our hearts and His gospel cheer us in the way that we live in our pilgrim journey, that we might be faithful unto God and inherit His kingdom when He comes. Jesus said in John 6:39, "And this is my Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which He hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day." We'll be speaking on the last day in our service this morning and this evening. And if you are interested in it, we invite you to join us in prayer and to listen to the Word of God. Our Heavenly Father, we come before Thee just now, and we pray for wisdom and understanding. We ask Thee to guide our thoughts through Thy holy word, that we might comprehend the good things You've got in store for those that love the Lord. We pray for the sick, the afflicted, those in bonds and distress, the widows, the orphans, the shut-ins, those in prison. We ask Thee to reach out across the hills and valleys of this world and enter into the lives of people that need You so much today. Touch their hearts with Thy mighty and powerful grace, that they might be saved. In Jesus' name, use all of these facilities of the radio stations to reach out and to bring blessings to the people of the community and their programming. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. If we were to analyze what Jesus said, it is simply this, that the Father's will is that of all which God hath given to Christ, that Christ should lose nothing, and that Christ should raise up what God hath given Him again at the last day. This is not the will of some religious group, but the will of the Almighty God, who sent His Son that He might give Him something and some things, and that of all which He gives Him, the Son should lose nothing, but should raise it up again when at the last day. Now let's look at this scripture. Why would the Lord raise up what the Father had given Him at the last day? Why would He wait until the last day to raise it up? Let's look at verse 40 of chapter 6. Jesus said, "This is the will of Him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on Him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day." Note the language of our Lord. Again, He's doing the will of God, the Heavenly Father, who sent Him, ordained Him, then ordains all that all who believe on God's Son may have everlasting life. And those who do believe, Christ has declared, "And I will raise him up at the last day." Looking at John 6:53, we find this thought, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth My flesh and drinketh My blood hath eternal life. I will raise him up at the last day." Even the very weakest of intelligence would know that Jesus was not speaking of eating His flesh and drinking His blood literally. We would understand that it has a very spiritual meaning. He declares, "My flesh is meat indeed, and My blood is drink indeed." Jesus also said, "I am the bread of life." John 6:51, He said, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is My flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." The life of that flesh, the blood of that flesh, dedicated the new covenant to eat and drink of that dedicated covenant would be the spiritual way to eat of His flesh and to drink His blood spiritually. Now, if we were to eat His flesh literally and drink His blood literally, there'd be no need to crucify Him, for our eating would naturally kill Him. You can see and understand that the Lord was speaking of eating, of believing on and accepting Him, the life giver of the new covenant by which we receive forgiveness of sin, eternal life as our reward. But what about raising Him up at the last day? In John 6:44, He declares, "No man can come to Me except the Father which hath sent Me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." Jesus says in John 6:54, "Whoso eateth My flesh, drinketh My blood, hath eternal life. I will raise him up at the last day." So here's four times in this sixth chapter we have the idea put forth by Jesus that all that was given Him of the Father, He will lose nothing but raise it up again at the last day. Secondly, those that believe on the Son, He will raise them up at the last day. Thirdly, all that are drawn to Christ by the Father, He will raise them up at the last day. And fourthly, whoso eateth His flesh and drinketh His blood, He will raise them up at the last day. It is evident from this sixth chapter teaching that when Lazarus died, his sister said to Jesus, 11:24 of John, Martha said, "I know that Lazarus shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." She had every right to believe this, for Jesus had said here four times, "I will raise him up at the last day." Note, "I will raise him up at the last day," but let's go to John 12:48. Jesus said, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him at that last day." The word "last year" comes from a word that means one farthest off or the most extreme. The Lord is going to raise up his people at that extreme final day. He's going to judge the world at that last day. If the Lord is going to judge the people by the word at that last day, could they be judged before the last day? Let's consider when the Lord will judge the world. Acts 17:31. "Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead." God will not be judging people of this world continually and constantly as for their eternal reward, but has appointed a day, which day the Bible says is the last day. If he has appointed the last day as the day he will judge the world, and will not judge the people before the last day as far as eternal salvation is concerned, how can we contend that he takes people to heaven when they die or sends them to hell? For if he does, they are not yet judged, because the judgment of the people are not till the last day. Will he take them to heaven before they are judged? In Revelation 20:11, "I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. No place was found for them. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books were opened, another book was opened, which is a book of life. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man, according to their work." Notice, the sea gave up the dead which were in it. Now let's think realistically. Those who were in death here had not yet been judged. Death and hell delivered up the dead that were in them, but note, they had not yet been judged, and the sea gave up the dead which was in it, and they had not yet been judged according to the Bible. Now, not 1 minute before the books were opened were they judged. Pray tell us how in the world these would have entered heaven or hell if they had not yet been judged. When did Paul tell Timothy that God would judge the living and the dead? 2 Timothy 4:1, "I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing and kingdom." Two things of noteworthiness is the fact that Jesus is not to judge until the appointed day, which is the last day. The second thing to note is that Revelation 20:11, "The dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books are open, and that death and hell has just delivered them up out of death and hell, and the seas gave up the dead that was in it, and they've none been judged." The dead have been in the sea and in death and hell, and they are not judged until they stand before God and the books are opened, and they are judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. Matthew 16:27, "For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, then he shall reward every man according to his work." When will Jesus reward every man according to his works? When he comes in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. Therefore he does not judge until he comes in the glory of the Father with his holy angels. How then will men be decided to be sent to heaven or to hell who die before them? He's going to reward every man according to his works when he comes. Revelation 22:12. Jesus said, "Behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be." Note, he brings his reward with him. Note, he begins to give every man a reward according as his work shall be. Now, when he comes quickly, at that time he will bring his reward with him. The truth of the whole matter is that when Jesus comes in the glory of his Father with his angels, and when Jesus comes quickly with his reward with him to reward all men, that's going to be the last day, as days like you and I know. At that last day, the last day of probation for man, the last day that mortal man has the opportunity to lay hold on eternal life through Jesus Christ, the last day to believe on the Lord. For when Jesus comes, the mediator will no longer be at the right hand of God in the holiest of holies. As Revelation 22:11 tells us it's going to be, "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still." When Jesus leaves the right hand of the Father to come back to this earth through the blue veil, in whatever condition you are, that is the way the Lord will find you. You will not be able to get all cleaned up from the time the Lord leaves the right hand of God and gets here with your reward. If you're filthy and in sin, you'll be filthy still when Jesus arrives. If you're holy when he leaves the right hand of the Father, you'll be holy when he arrives here. The reason he will raise them at the last day is because that is the day his people receive their reward. There are not 2 days of reward, nor is there 2 last days. Jesus said of that day and hour, knoweth no man, he is speaking of his coming. Some think he'll come 7 years before the last day and then come again. And others believe that he'll come 3.5 years before the last day. But Jesus said that he would raise them up at the last day, not 3.5 years before, nor 7 before. We can be sure this is correct. Paul talking to the Thessalonians about the day. That day told them, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. Not those days shall not come, but that day, the coming of the Lord, the reward is going to be on one day, that last day. It will be the last day. He will come to give reward to all men. Christ has a work to do when he comes to earth. He'll begin that work, but that work he is to do will be after the last day, as we know time. Peter, speaking of the day of the Lord, declared the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. The elements shall melt with fervent heat. Paul told the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5, for ye yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Neither Peter nor Paul used the terms the days of the Lord, but it was always a day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is the Lord's day. He alone shall be exalted. He will come in power and great glory. He will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. If there is any need of any more evidence of this truth about our Lord Jesus Christ, then all we need to do is to turn to Matthew 25:31. We find there, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Now, if they've been divided, every time a man dies, then Christ would be separating the goats from the sheep before he sits on the throne of his glory. To those on his right hand, he's going to say, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. To those on his left, he's going to say to them, and this is very sad when you think about it, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for you, the devil and his angels. You know, if the Lord says that to you, friend, you're lost forever. Did you know you're going to be barred from the glory of the Lord and from the blessings of the Most High, the inheritance of God's children? To those on his right hand, he's going to say, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Those on his left, depart from me, ye cursed, in everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. In order to give his people their reward, Jesus will have to raise them at that last day. We contend before all men that no man will receive his reward until Jesus comes at that last day. May God bless you is our humble prayer.